Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Today, we're diving into something powerful, something that can actually help you build inner strength, find simplicity amidst chaos, and laser focus on what truly matters. I'm talking about Stoicism, a philosophy that might sound ancient and stuffy, but trust me, it's got some seriously applicable wisdom for us modern humans. Ever feel like the world is constantly trying to push your buttons? Like you're juggling a million things and barely keeping your head above water. Stoicism offers a roadmap to not just survive, but thrive in the face of all that craziness. So what exactly is Stoicism? Imagine having an inner compass that points you towards virtue, wisdom, justice, and courage, no matter what life throws at you. That's basically the core of Stoicism. It's about understanding that we can't control everything around us, but we can control our reactions, our thoughts, and ultimately, our own happiness. Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. First off, accept what you can't control. You know those things that constantly bug you, traffic jams, annoying coworkers, spilled coffee on your favorite shirt? Yep, Stoicism says let go of the need to control them. It doesn't mean giving up, it means focusing your energy where it truly matters. Your own actions and responses. Second, focus on what is within your power. Think about it, you can choose how you respond to situations, how you spend your time, and how you treat others. These are all things you have control over. Cultivating these areas of your life is far more empowering than getting caught up in the whirlwind of uncontrollable events. Third, practice mindfulness. Stoics were big on being present in the moment. They understood that dwelling on the past or worrying about the future steals precious joy from the now. So take a deep breath, appreciate the little things, and truly engage with what's happening around you. Fourth, cultivate virtue as your guiding principle. This means striving to be just, wise, courageous, and temperate in all your actions. It's not about being perfect, it's about making conscious choices that align with these values, even when it's tough. Think of it like building a muscle. The more you practice virtue, the stronger it becomes. And finally, remember that happiness is a choice. It's not something that magically happens to us, it's a state of being that we cultivate through our thoughts, actions, and attitudes. Stoicism teaches us that true happiness comes from within, not from external circumstances. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine your friend Sarah is freaking out because she missed a promotion at work. You could join her in the panic spiral, or you could apply some Stoic principles. First, acknowledge her feelings that really sucks, Sarah, I'm sorry that happened. Then gently remind her of things within her control. You know how much hard work you put into your job, and you're incredibly talented, this doesn't define you. Next, encourage her to focus on learning from the experience and using it as fuel for future success. Think about this: by applying Stoicism in situations like Sarah's, we can not only help ourselves but also offer support to others who are struggling. It's a powerful way to navigate life's challenges with grace and resilience. Remember, Stoicism isn't about becoming emotionless robots. It's about developing emotional intelligence, understanding our triggers, and responding to situations with clarity and purpose. This philosophy is a journey, not a destination, so be kind to yourself, celebrate small victories, and keep practicing these principles. You got this. Before we wrap up, I want to challenge you to take one small step towards incorporating Stoicism into your daily life. Maybe it's journaling for 5 minutes each day about what you're grateful for, or taking a moment to breathe deeply before reacting to a stressful situation. Head over to our website and share your thoughts what resonates with you most about Stoicism. What are some ways you plan to apply these principles in your life? I can't wait to hear from you. Until next time, keep building strength, simplicity, and focus. And remember, even the smallest actions, when guided by virtue, can make a world of difference.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.